Lunchtime Live on News Talk
with Avant Card. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Yeah, well, of course, some people reacting to our reporter Josh Crosby today on whether or not they're going to be watching Prince Philip's funeral tomorrow. But I wonder, will it attract many viewers here in Ireland? If you're going to be tuned in tomorrow, it is 53106 at a cost of 30 cent if you want to get in touch with us on the programme. Sinead Ryan, though, who is, of course, the host of the home show here in News Talk, is with us. And Ian O'Doherty, who's an opinion columnist as well, is also on the line. Ian, well, what do you think? Are we going to have the... Will there be huge rates? Ratings, do you think, watching Prince Philip's funeral tomorrow from Ireland?
I think they'll be higher than most people expect. See, this is the interesting thing, is the Irish sort of dichotomy when it comes to the royal family, that we all laugh at the royals and we all think that, you know, because we're a republic and, you know, we're not a monarchy and things like that. But the Irish are secretly fascinated with the royal family. And I think it's because, like, I've written about this for the Indo for tomorrow. It's like, it's that old sort of Tolstoy line that every happy family is the same, but every unhappy family is unhappy in their own way, and the royals are a very unhappy kind of family. They're like a posh version of something from EastEnders. You know, half of them are mad and the other half aren't talking to each other. So we've always had this kind of almost car crash kind of element of looking at them and just looking on. And the thing is, the Queen, as we saw when she came here a couple of years ago, the Queen is a genuinely popular figure in this country. She's a genuinely popular woman. A lot of people have a huge amount of respect for her, even, you know, regardless of what they think of the institution and stuff like that. And I think a lot of people, genuinely, their hearts go out to her at the moment. And I think it's quite nice, you know.
Yeah,
You know, like, I mean, you're going to get a lot of the hard left or the hard Republicans and say, no, it doesn't matter, blah, blah, blah. But for most people in the centre ground who don't have any sort of political axe to grind, I genuinely do think their hearts go out to her over this one, you know.
Yeah. So you think there will be probably more Irish interest in watching the funeral procession tomorrow than people maybe might let
on? Well, I wouldn't normally watch it. I wouldn't have any great interest. But I will probably watch it tomorrow, just beyond, I think a lot of people will, just to see the interaction between Harry and William. You know, they've had to put another prince in between the two of them when they're walking behind the cortege, because they can't bear... even to stand next to each other at the moment, apparently. So, you know, again, this goes back, there's maybe a slightly unseemly element that we're playing a soap opera with real people's lives. But ultimately, really, that's what the Windsors are, you know?
It's sad, the Queen, isn't it?
What, that Philip died, or the fallout between Harry and William?
Well, you know, the fact that, I suppose, there is that kind of, you know, the element of a lot of people maybe watching this tomorrow is that they're looking for, you know, if this was, I suppose, when you think back to the weddings, people will watch it for the clothing and the outfits and to see all the celebrities. And yet there'll probably be people who'll tune in tomorrow, as you say, just to see the dynamic between Harry and William.
Look, the thing is, Andrew, like, the Irish do two things really well. We do good funerals, we do good weddings, right? And the reason why I think a lot of people will be interested in this funeral tomorrow is that we've all been to an Irish funeral where two of the brothers weren't talking to each other. Or you'd be worried about, you know, is the black sheep going to turn up of the family, and is he going to make a disgrace himself, you know? In which case, I mean, you know, there's a whole queue of black sheep in that family. But, like, I mean, like, with Andrew, for example, the row that he wanted to wear an admiral's uniform, which is like a four-year-old saying, I want to go dressed as a pirate. You know, he's not an admiral. He never has been an admiral, but he wanted to wear... And then Harry wanted to wear his uniform, even though he's not entitled to do it. So the Queen did what a lot of mammies do. She just went, right, that's it. Nobody's wearing a uniform. None of you. You can't have a uniform. So they're all basically going to have to wear morning suits.
When you say it like that.
So, like, I think that there's a very human element. And all the arguments and all the rows and all the spats that they have... It actually serves to humanise a very remote and very ancient institution. And I think that's where the interest kind of comes from, you know.
Stay with us, Ian. Let me just bring in Sinead Ryan, of course. Sinead's a bit of an expert in all things royal. But Sinead, why is there such interest, do you think, in watching this tomorrow?
Hi, Andrea. Well, there's interest because, Ian's quite right, there has always been interest. And for every one naysayer who says, we're a republic, we shouldn't be watching this stuff, there'll be 10 people lined up to say, yeah, hold on a second, I just want to look at the outfits and I want to look at the procession and I want to see the pomp and circumstance. And we do have this fascination with the royal family and all their kind of doings and getting on with it. And some people quite right, we'll see this as the next episode in the Windsor's soap opera. And much like an episode of a soap opera, they won't want to miss the next bit. They'll be looking at the body language. They'll be looking at the form. They'll be seeing what happens. Now, will they sit down for 3 hours and watch every single minute of it and complain that maybe our own stations aren't covering it? Probably not. I'd say people will dip in and out. They'll have a quick look and they'll see what's going on. Mm.
Do you know, actually, just talking about Harry there a few moments ago with Ian, is he going straight back to the US, Sinead? Do we know what's happening?
Well, first of all, I'll just pick up, if I may, Ian, on one point. Andrew and Harry, Prince Andrew and Prince Harry, are the only two members of the royal family who've actually seen active service. So if anybody's entitled to wear a military uniform, it's both of them.
Now, yeah, but of course, not uniforms of higher rank than that.
Andrew was made an admiral on his 60th birthday.
He was going to be made an honorary vice admiral on his 60th birthday, and that was taken away because of the slight Jeffrey Epstein controversy.
Yeah, yes, no, I understand that. But the point remains that they are military men and they have served in wars. And as a result, you know, this row over the outfit, and absolutely right, Andrew, too, all the toys out of the pram over the outfit, and the Queen, who has presumably better things to be thinking about at the moment, had to step in like any mother and say, right, knock the heads together, here's what I'm deciding you're going to do, and you're going in regular morning suits. So now everybody will be in morning suits. So that's one aspect of it that really is distasteful. And of course, then there's the whole row between William and Harry. We don't know where that's at. It doesn't seem to be solved yet. And Peter Phillips, who is Princess Anne's son, is going to have to walk in the middle of them. And just the whole thing is like, I suppose, every family that you've ever seen. And it is all a little bit distasteful on that. Now, that said, this funeral has been planned with obviously military precision by Prince Philip himself.
Yeah.
He designed everything down to who comes, who goes, where we walk, what music is played, right down to the final parump from the bugler that will be going. He has picked his own hearse. He designed it himself. It's a recommissioned Land Rover and it's his design. So everything has been done right down to his final wishes, which I suppose all of us would ever want for our own funeral.
Obviously, Sinead, by the sounds of things, you're going to be you'll be tuned in to watch the funeral procession tomorrow.
I will. I'll certainly be watching it for the interest. I mean, nobody does pomp and circumstance like the Brits at stuff like this. They are absolute masters at it. And of course, there would have been originally 800 on the basic guest list for this funeral, and it would have been in Westminster Abbey. It's going to be in St George's Chapel now, which is the private chapel belonging to Windsor Castle, and therefore it'll be much slimmed down. There's only 30 allowed under COVID rules. So,
and there would have been a lot of eyes as well, though, on that, wouldn't there, Ian? A lot of people would have been watching to see how many will actually be going to the funeral, given the COVID restrictions.
This will be fascinating, because obviously you can't have large gatherings. But again, this sums up. I mean, I was actually, a friend of mine died on New Year's Eve, and there were only a few of us allowed into the funeral home, and it was a virtual then online funeral. So this is another thing that sort of humanizes the Windsors, because a lot of people, you know, over the last year have lost people, and they can't give them the proper send off. So this is not being able to give somebody the proper send-off times a million, if you know, because there would have been large crowds, because he was a very popular guy. He was very controversial back then, you know, but I mean, the older he got, the more people liked him. They just saw him as the bit of the rogue that he was. So there's something very much a bit like a damn squib tomorrow, just 30 people. There won't be large crowds out, you know. Whereas ordinarily you would have imagined for a funeral like that, there would have been huge throngs of people.
Absolutely, yeah.
And it would have been interesting, because in another universe, his funeral is going ahead. There's going to be massive crowds there, and Harry and Meghan will have turned up. So that would have been fascinating to see.
Well, Pat has actually got in touch with us here in 53106 to say we should be showing a lot more dignity, please, for Philip, and not having a conversation about or a debate about the outfits that are going to be worn at the funeral tomorrow. Stay with us, because our own reporter, Josh Crosby, actually went out in the streets this morning to just chat to people to see if they're going to be watching Prince Philip's funeral.
For somebody else's funeral standing outside my house, but no, I'd have no interest in watching it. Never watched any of the weddings. I'm not going to watch the funeral. Not for me.
Will you be watching the funeral?
Not a chance.
You wouldn't have any interest in that?
Not really, no, no.
Can you see why some people might?
Well, a lot of people like the pageantry and the whole family and all the intrigues and relationships and everything. I'm just not interested.
Absolutely no interest in it. I would far prefer to be out walking or practicing my bridge at home.
I think I probably will watch it. I think, much as I'm not necessarily a royal fan, I think they've had a lot of flack over the last few years, and he's an amazing man that he's got to the age he has. I think I will watch it.
I don't plan on doing it, no, I'm working, but I wouldn't be a royalist anyway, so my wife would love it. She'll probably definitely be watching it. Nothing against it. It's not that I have any particular issue with it. It's not something that's on my agenda.
No, I haven't even watched any of the coverage since he died, to be perfectly honest with you. I don't really have any interest in it. I'd watch the weddings, yeah, for sure, just for the fashion and the pomp and that stuff. But no, not for the funeral, I'm afraid.
We will be watching it, yeah.
I'd like the BBC coverage. More so than anything else, you know, to do a brilliant coverage of it.
But will you spend the day watching the funeral now?
Of course.
Well, you know, maybe.
Depends if there's anything more important than the day.
That's it, exactly. But what could be more important, you know, than this old fella dying? The poor old divil.
Yeah, just some of the views there. People in the streets this morning chatting to our reporter, Josh Crosby. Ian, obviously you can hear there's kind of mixed views on that, on whether people are going to be watching the funeral here at home. But, you know, why is it so divided, do you think?
Well, why do some people like EastEnders and some people don't? You know, or why do some people like Coronation Street and some people don't? I mean, the thing is, we don't tend to look on the royal family as a political entity in the way that some sort of left-wing or Republican politicians in Ireland do. A lot of people just find them either an interesting entity, an interesting family, or they don't. You know, now I have to say, look, I mean, if there's a match on tomorrow, I'd probably watch the match more. And I mean, and the biggest impact that Philip's death had on me was that BBC Two cancelled Battlestar Galactica last Friday night, and I was really looking forward to watching it.
Right.
So, you know, like, I'm no way a monarchist, but I'm no way a Republican either. I just find them, I'm a student of human behaviour and of vanity and silliness and service. And the royal family kind of encapsulates all of those qualities and all of those virtues and all of those voices.
Okay.
And so, I mean, they're basically the most famous celebrity family in the world. That's probably the best way to look at them.
Right. Finally, Sinead, for people maybe that are looking to tune in, what time will the funeral start at, or coverage?
Well, the funeral is on at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, but coverage on most, well, certainly on the two main British stations, will start from 1:15. So you can expect a great deal of what are we expecting, how will people look, who will be at it, and all that kind of thing. Personally, I think it's going to be more important for the people who are not there. So Meghan, of course, isn't travelling with Harry from the States on medical advice. And the Duchess of York, Sarah Ferguson, who Prince Philip really had a difficult time with, she won't be there either. But watch this space, Andrea. I can see the next royal story, the next episode in the royal story being maybe Andrew and Sarah getting remarried.
All right. Okay. Well, there you go. You're all right. Sinead Ryan, of course, presenter of the Home Show here on News Talk. And as I said, an expert in all things royal. Sinead, thanks for joining us on the programme. And Ian O'Doherty, columnist, thanks for joining us here as well on Lunchtime Live today. We're going to come back to some of the text messages actually in a few moments' time. Mary has got in touch though. She says, I will be watching Prince Philip's funeral. He was a lovely man, and he never rocked the boat. She can keep them coming into us on 53106.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk
with Avant Card. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.